This week, emergency responders rushed to Bolton Lake in Vernon and rescued a woman who had fallen through the ice. And unfortunately, there have been a couple of rescues so far this winter in Connecticut, some being people, others being animals. And we thought it was a great opportunity to talk to DEEP, the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection in Connecticut, to understand ice safety, especially during this winter season. Joining us now is Deputy Commissioner Mason Trumbull. And Mason, thank you for being here. First of all, do you believe anywhere in Connecticut right now has had enough coldness to have thick enough ice for people to walk on or recreate on?
Well, thanks, Melissa. This is certainly an important topic, especially right now since we've had, you know, about a week of cold weather. And, you know, to answer your question, I would say most of the state right now does not have safe ice conditions. But really, it's really up to, you know, if you're interested in venturing out to go ice skating or ice fishing, it's really up to you to assess the conditions and make a judgment call based on, you know, what you're seeing in front of you, depending on where you are in the state. And we do have some tips to help you as you make that decision.
Yes, please, Mason. I think it's really important because the thing that is scary with this, and we'll certainly talk about if there is certain type of gear, things that people should be wearing or bring out with them on the ice. But it really can be as small as a pond in a nearby neighborhood or anything like that, out to the lakes and so on and so forth. So for any body of water, if you are wondering whether or not it is safe to walk on the ice, what are some things people should be thinking about?
Sure. So, you know, the number one rule of thumb that we recommend is a minimum of 4 inches of good, solid, clear ice before you even consider venturing out. You can check the ice. You can buy an ice chisel at your local sporting goods shop and check the ice, and really you're looking for 4 inches. And the key thing to remember, and you mentioned it just now, ice conditions can vary drastically depending on where you are in the state, or even where you are on a particular body of water. So you may have 4 inches of ice, you know, where you are on a lake, but then right around the corner on the same lake, you may not. So, or even just a few feet away, you may not. So you really have to check the ice as you go and really be careful. A couple other things that I always recommend for folks, stay away from any ice, or especially over current or moving water. Watch out for structures like bridge abutments, docks, large boulders or rocks. The ice is usually thinner around those types of structures as well.
Mason, would you say that it's a clear sign that ice is not safe if it has a crack in it, or not necessarily?
Well, I mean, certainly if you see a crack, that's something that's common sense. You'd want to be wary of that. But really, we tell people you really can't judge ice safety by its look. You really need to check the thickness of the ice. That's really the only tried and true way to see if there's enough ice. So that's a mistake a lot of folks make, is they'll visually say, "Oh, it looks safe," when in reality it may not be. So get the ice chisel and check to make sure before you even consider venturing out.
So again, we have Mason Trumbull here, who is the Deputy Commissioner for Connecticut's Department of Energy and Environmental Protection, also known as DEEP. And we're talking about ice safety this season. And you mentioned it before, Mason, that just because there might be thick ice in some parts of a water area doesn't mean it is the same all across. So I think that's something that's really important to think about. What about if you have snowfall? So does snow impact at all whether ice is strong enough to hold you up?
Yeah, it sure does. So it's a great question, actually. So, you know, for one, a snow on ice, which we have a little bit around much of the state right now, about half inches of snow on many of the lakes and ponds. And for one, that makes it hard to visually check the ice. Like I said, the only tried and true way to be sure is to use an ice chisel and check the thickness. But certainly the snow, it does two things. First, makes it hard to visually see the ice. And secondly, it actually insulates the ice. So it makes it harder for the ice to freeze. The more snow you have on ice, kind of acts like a blanket. And it actually prevents the ice from freezing. So a little bit sort of counterintuitive there, but snow can actually make the ice more unsafe.
And I was reading, Mason, that it's actually illegal in Connecticut to drive a car on the ice, but you can you drive like a four-wheeler or like a snowmobile or anything?
Yes, you're absolutely correct. So it's illegal to drive a motor vehicle on the ice, but you can drive a snowmobile or an ATV. Certainly, with ice conditions we have right now across the state, I don't think there'd be any place in the state where it would be safe to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was out checking some ice locally here in central Connecticut because I do enjoy, you know, I think ice fishing and ice skating are both great outdoor activities. But obviously, if you do those things, you want to make sure you're doing them safely so you're protecting yourself and your family, your friends. And what I was seeing, you know, in central Connecticut was a lot of ice in the 2-inch range. And that's really not sufficient to go out there and feel like you have a safe day. So.
And what should you wear or bring with you, Mason Trumbull, if you are going out on the ice, you know, in this situation, heartbreaking for this woman who fell through the ice in Vernon. And I believe there was even a story of a dog that had fallen through the ice recently in a part of Connecticut as well. What should you bring out there with you if, God forbid, the ice isn't strong enough and something happens?
Sure. Well, I'll take that in two steps. First of all, you mentioned pets. And that's something we see semi-frequently is someone will be out walking their dog and their dog will take off across the ice and they'll try to go follow it to rescue the dog or to bring the dog back. So if that happens, if your pet runs out on the ice, do not follow your pet. They have four legs. A lot of times they're a little less lighter than we are. So in many cases, your pet will have less. It may be safe for your pet, but it may not be safe for you as a human. So don't follow your pets onto the ice. If your pet does go through the ice, again, don't follow them out to try to rescue them. That would be an opportunity to call, you know, emergency services, but don't put yourself in risk. And then, you know, as far as what to bring, it's a great question. I always start with your footwear. So you want to bring spikes, traction devices for your shoes. So you have good solid footwear. And then you do want to be prepared in case someone does go through the ice. So I always bring a throw rope, PFD, life jacket, something that you can reach someone if someone were to fall through, like I said, a rope or, you know, you could, even if you were hiking or something like that and you saw someone through the ice, you could try to find a stick or something in the woods that you could reach. But don't put yourself in danger and try to rescue someone by also going out on the ice. The only thing worse than one person through the ice is two people through the ice. So make sure you keep yourself safe first.
And I will say there are more tips and things that you should be thinking about, especially if, you know, walking on the ice skating, ice fishing. If being on the ice is something that you plan to do during this winter season, you can find more tips and things you should be looking at on our government website, ct.gov, under Deep. They actually have a specific ice safety page there for you. And Mason Trumbull, I want to thank you so much for what you do as Deputy Commissioner at Deep and look forward to hopefully a very safe winter season. Would love to have you back on the show in the future.
Hey, thanks a lot, Melissa. And if you're out there ice fishing, ice skating, hiking, enjoying this beautiful outdoor winter weather that we're having in Connecticut right now, have fun and stay safe.
Thank you so much. Again, Mason Trumbull, we appreciate you. And again, if you need any more information, go to our state website, which is ct.gov under Deep. They have an ice safety page specific to this topic.